Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. Welcome to Radioactivity. I'm Rob Lorig. Today we're going to listen back to the Republican debate last night that took place in Kissimmee. It's the first time the two Republican candidates for governor have debated each other. We're going to listen back to some sound from the debate and listen to your comments about the debate, too. And you can comment about what you're about to hear by calling us at 813-238-8001, or you can email us at dj@wmnf.org. Well, the two Republican candidates for governor held their first debate last night at the Republican Summit meeting that's taking place right now in Kissimmee. Many of the questions from the Fox News hosts were about national issues. Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam and Congressman Ron DeSantis both said they support President Trump's tariffs on foreign goods. They want the next Supreme Court justice to oppose abortion. They blame the Democrats for the current political incivility, and they also oppose recreational marijuana. Putnam got an early dig in against DeSantis over the time that DeSantis spends in Washington, D.C. as a congressman. This happened when Putnam was welcoming the audience.
Welcome to Florida, Brett. Welcome to Florida, Martha. And what an exciting time to be in front of such a live audience of 1,000 Florida Republicans. It's completely different than a Washington, D.C. studio. And I just want to say, welcome to Florida, Congressman. It is...
Now, there you have Adam Putnam, kind of cheekily welcoming Ron DeSantis to Florida. DeSantis, of course, he is in D.C. because he's a congressman and actually was on a committee yesterday at an important hearing. So he had business in Washington yesterday morning, then flew down to partake in the debate. The next soundbite we're going to hear is a question to Putnam about President Trump's endorsement of Ron DeSantis, the congressman from Florida's East Coast. And here's that question.
Commissioner Putnam, as you just heard several times, President Trump has endorsed your opponent. Why is the president wrong?
Well, first of all, I know that the president is going to more than hold his own in a summit against Putin. And I'm proud of him for taking it on, and I'm proud of his agenda to make America great again. But I'm running a Florida First campaign. I care more about the schools in Washington County than what's going on in Washington, D.C. I care more about what's going on in Ruskin, Florida, with congestion and infrastructure and the quality of our water than I do about what's going on in Russia. And I care more about the other St. Petersburg, Florida. A Florida First agenda is going to put vocational and technical training back into our schools. It is going to increase the types of career opportunities that keep our brightest and best here in Florida and make us a magnet for talent from around the world. That's the job of the next governor of the great state, to put the third largest state in a position to help make America great again by our strength here in Florida.
Well, Commissioner, considering all of that...
All right, so that was Adam Putnam talking about President Trump's endorsement of Ron DeSantis. Our phone number is 813-239-9663. Email address dj@wmnf.org. This next question is to Congressman DeSantis about the policy of separating families.
Well, here's the thing. I think that the folks who come illegally, if they come with minors, they should be reunited with their families, but it should be in their home country. You should not come illegally. We got a lot of things we need to do on the border here, and this is a big point of disagreement between Commissioner Putnam and me. When he was in the Congress, he joined with Nancy Pelosi as the only Republican in Florida to vote against allowing military on our border to help secure it. When he was ag commissioner, he endorsed the Schumer-Obama Gang of Eight immigration amnesty, the biggest amnesty in history. It would have lowered wages for American workers, and it would have created an incentive to come illegally. And when we had a chance in Florida to do e-verify, which is the number one thing you can do to shut off the job spigot, It would raise wages, increase the rule of law, and be good for taxpayers. He twisted arms in the state Senate. He helped kill it behind the scenes. So I appreciate he's saying to put Florida first, but he didn't put Florida first there. He put his big donors who want cheap foreign labor ahead of the interests of our citizens.
Commissioner Putnam, I want to give you the full time to respond to a full question. Your opponent in an ad calls you Amnesty Adam.
Well, that's rich for somebody who voted in a agricultural bill to give food stamps to illegal immigrants. But look,
oh, that's not true. You
is,
know that. Come
here's
on.
The deal. Here's the deal. let's talk about Florida. Our immigration laws need to be enforced. The president has laid out four pillars: secure our borders, end the visa lottery, reform chain migration, and bring a permanent resolution to the DACA children. Washington, yet again, as recently as this week, Washington, yet again, let us down and let the president down by not passing us a fix to immigration. And here in Florida, our 21 million Floridians are paying $100 million a year to feed, clothe, and house criminal illegal aliens in our prison system. That will end. That has ended. That will end as part of my Secure Florida First agenda. The sheriff you saw in the clip has endorsed me. Ron, your sheriff has endorsed me. And I'm excited about 45 sheriffs who have endorsed me because they know both of our records and they know who is best for securing our borders and keeping Floridians safe.
Congressman, well, he didn't refute any of the criticism because they're true. And the fact of the matter is, if I'm governor, I will work hard and I will sign E-Verify into law here in the state of Florida. He won't do that, because the big ag donors that fund his campaign want that cheap foreign labor. That lowers wages for Floridians. It's bad for the rule of law. It's not good for taxpayers. And for him to say that I somehow supported benefits for illegal, that is dead wrong. I voted against a voted farm bill that had Obama's food stamp program codified. That was a terrible bill. I was right to vote no on that. So what he's saying is not true. The criticisms of him, he is weak on the border. He's been weak on illegal immigration, and he supported the Obama-Schumer Gang of Eight immigration amnesty, which is a terrible piece of legislation.
I want to give you a chance to respond, but I want to redirect a little bit, Commissioner. You did endorse former Florida Governor Jeb Bush for president in 2016. Many people thought a part of the reason he lost was because of the immigration issue. Do you still think he was right?
Look, he was my friend and our governor, and was a great governor. And so, but let's talk about the immigration situation. Yes. I mean, I am proud of what he did for our state. He was focused on Florida. I am focused on Florida.
Well, we're listening back to some sound from last night's Republican debate between Adam Putnam, whose voice we heard last there, and Ron DeSantis, Putnam being the Agriculture Commissioner of Florida, DeSantis being a congressperson. And you're listening to WMNF in Tampa, 88.5 FM. We heard Adam Putnam say that Florida taxpayers pay tens of millions of dollars a year to feed and house in our prison system criminal illegal aliens. And that was fact-checked a few days ago. It's a campaign line that Putnam uses on his campaign stops. That was fact-checked earlier this week by PolitiFact, and they rated it mostly false. One of the points they make is that it's impossible to know because we don't have the numbers how many illegal aliens are in Florida prisons. So if you want to comment about anything you've heard here so far, you can email us in the studio. Our address is dj@WMNF.org. David writes this email. He says, I saw most of the debate last night, and it cemented my support of Putnam over DeSantis. I like how Putnam noted he's focused on Florida, whereas DeSantis is focused on Fox News and getting money from wealthy conservative donors around the U.S. Would the debate have been played on Fox News for a national audience without DeSantis' involvement? I say it's very unlikely, David writes. He says, Ruskin, not Russia. Should point out that there were no questions in the debate last night about the chronically low wages here in Florida. There were no questions asked by the Fox moderators about protecting Florida's environment, no questions about improving education, no questions about solving Florida's many transportation problems. Let's listen back to a little bit more of the debate. The candidates also both opposed recreational marijuana. Our phone number, if you want to comment about this debate, call us up at 813-238-8001. Next question also has to do with undocumented people living in Florida. This question was to Congressman Ron DeSantis.
Back to immigration, and Congressman DeSantis, a question for you. There are 850,000 illegal immigrants living in the state of Florida. That's more than 6% of the labor force here. Would you deport all 850,000 of those people?
Yes. Well, as governor, I'm not going to have that authority. That's going to be something that the federal government's going to do. But here's what I will do. There is not going to be any sanctuary cities in the state of Florida if I'm governor. And if there's a local official and it falls in the category where the governor can do this, any official engaging in that sanctuary behavior, I will remove them from their position if I'm allowed to.
But Congressman,
so here's the thing. But here's the thing we have to decide. Do you want to do another amnesty, which is what a lot of people want to do? Obviously, Adam was in favor of the Obama-Schumer amnesty, which I think was not good. Here's the problem with the amnesty. It sends a signal to people to come illegally. It's a slap in the face to the people who come legally. Florida has one of the most vibrant populations of legal immigrants. Why aren't we talking about them and their families and their kids? They're contributing a lot to our society. So
yes,
at the end of the day, well, the labor force is another thing. I actually think we should have a legal workforce. Okay. I believe in E-Verify. I know that Adam and I are different on that, but if you actually had a legal workforce, a lot of these problems would not be here in 5 or 10 years.
Are you saying that you would convert them through some sort of path to citizenship? Because you've got 47,000
Of course not. I'm saying just the opposite. I oppose the Schumer-Obama amnesty.
But you have farmers who need those workers in Florida.
Here's the thing, though. That is not an excuse to let lawlessness prevail in the Sunshine State. I'm sorry. It's not a valid excuse. And we can make a decision. Do you want to shut off the main magnet? And if you do that, we will have huge contributions from legal immigrants and people who come from elsewhere, even within our own country. But you won't have the incentive to come illegally.
What happens to the 850,000 here illegally? What happens to them?
Well, if you're here illegally under an E-Verify system, I don't think you should be able to take a job that an American may want to have. That has a downward pressure on wages. It's not what President Trump campaigned on, and it's not something that I've ever supported. So I've always been opposed to amnesty, and in fact, I've been supportive of doing things like E-Verify, a border wall, and ending chain migration and the diversity visa lottery. That's the direction we should go federally.
Commissioner, you were mentioned there. Do you want to respond at all?
That is the direction you should go in Washington. Washington should do its job. They haven't passed an immigration bill. Employers in Florida need and must have a stable, legal workforce with no path to citizenship, but you have to have an immigration fix that meets the needs of this economy.
Adam Putnam there. A lot of last night was spent debating immigration. If you've got thoughts about it, our phone number, 813-239-9663, email address dj@wmnf.org. A lot of the debate last night was about national topics, including the incoming Supreme Court justice, whoever that is, opposing abortion, the current political incivility in Washington, and lots of other national topics, including lots of mentions of President Trump. Here's a segment where they were asked about guns. This is the first question goes to Adam Putnam about guns in Florida.
All right, Commissioner Putnam, you once bragged about being a proud NRA sellout. Do you still describe yourself that way?
I'm a proud supporter of the Second Amendment. I'm a proud supporter of our constitutional liberties. And I think it's important. I believe that it is important that we not let the left hijack this debate and try to lump law-abiding, constitution-loving, responsible, and safe gun owners with the monster who shot up Parkland and the terrorist-inspired individual who shot up the Pulse nightclub. Do not let them conflate it. Don't let them bully or coerce Florida businesses and Florida brands. We cannot allow them to say to our American citizens that you are going to lose all of your Second Amendment rights because of what mentally unstable individuals and those who are inspired by terrorists have done to soft targets. In Florida, there are more than 2 million law-abiding citizens exercising their Second Amendment rights through CWPs. And crime in Florida is at a 47-year low. It is critically important that we defend our rights and protect our students in the schools. Those two things are not incompatible.
Congressman DeSantis, in the wake of the Parkland shooting, Congressman, as you heard in Phil's piece, Florida voters overwhelmingly supported some tightening of gun laws. But when Governor Rick Scott, also a staunch defender of the Second Amendment, signed that law, you said at the time you would have vetoed it. Does that make you out of step with a large majority of Florida voters?
Not at all, Brett. Here, my wife and I have two young kids under two. They're the pride of our lives, and the thought that some animal would come and shoot them fills me with rage, and the rage and the sorrow that those parents must feel. I cannot even imagine it. But here's the thing. It wasn't because of the Second Amendment that happened. It was because an utter failure of both the locals and in the FBI. And if I had been governor, I would not have signed gun control. But what I would have done is I would have removed that sheriff from Broward County. He failed his citizens, and he should have been removed. The other thing I would say is you have people in the FBI that got two phone calls about this monster. First one they log, they don't do anything about. They get another one, not just saying he's bad or dangerous, but that he's likely to attack a school. They put two and two together, and what did they decide to do? Nothing. They just went out for lunch. And yet, who at the FBI has been fired for that? The lack of accountability is what puts our people at risk. Those FBI officials should have been fired the next day.
Commissioner, would you have fired Sheriff Israel? Would you have fired Sheriff Israel?
Sheriff Israel is under investigation, and Sheriff Israel needs to go. The promise, and I'll tell you something else. The superintendent who implemented a promise program that broke promises to those students has put all of our students at risk. That individual was expelled for a weapons violation. Local law enforcement made 36 visits to their home. Department of Children and Families visited the home because he posted on YouTube videos, "I want to be a professional shooter." At every silo of government, those children were let down. They were failed, and that cannot happen again in Florida.
But, Commissioner, some have suggested that even a silo of government that you overwatched had some blame, because the background check system, the computer system that you oversaw, was down for a full year, and during that period, the Pulse shooting occurred. How do you account for that?
I account for it this way. I was the first regulator in the country who put those concealed weapons licenses through three databases. Two are criminal background checks. The third is for non-criminal offenses, drugs, mental illness, immigration issues, dishonorable discharges from the military. Nobody in the country did that until I did it. And when I learned that we had an employee who was not doing their job, I held that employee accountable. And keep in mind also that you're talking about something that they never put public safety at risk, because that same database prevented them from purchasing a firearm at the point of sale. So Floridians are safe. The individual who let us down is no longer with my department, and I held people accountable. That's what leaders do when you're leading an agency. You discover the problem, you investigate the problem, and you hold people accountable. That's what Rick Scott has done for Florida, and that's what I will do as governor of Florida.
The problem with that answer, though, is that he didn't act like a leader because he covered it up. It was discovered by the media. He didn't tell Governor Scott. In fact, when Governor Scott found out about it, he said it was very disturbing. No one had told him. So if you're a leader, I know if he had told Governor Scott would have come out publicly. He would have said, we had this problem. Here's what happened. We had to find this out based on news reports. And so that's a different type of leadership. I believe in transparent leadership. Yes, there's going to be things that happen in an agency. You got to hold people accountable. But then you have to level with your constituents and be honest about what happened and not try to cover it up.
Commissioner?
I held people accountable, and I held myself accountable. I went before the press, and I answered questions until they ran out of questions. We have put safeguards in place to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And keep in mind that the real issue here is that there are people on the left who want to take away your guns.
People on the left who want to take away your guns. The words of Adam Putnam there. What do you think? 813-239-9663. And our email address is dj@wmnf.org. We heard Adam Putnam there debating Ron DeSantis. Both are running for the Republican nomination to be the next governor of Florida. They'll meet the Democrat in the November election. The Democratic race and the Republican race will be decided in the August 28th primary. So what do you think? Our phone number, 813-239-9663. Email address, dj@wmnf.org. A Bill in St. Pete says, it's almost painful to listen to. Ed in Largo says, sounded more like a who-can-out-Trump-Trump debate. They spend as much time bowing to our dear leader as discussing Florida issues. Everyone is out to get the vote from Trump's base. Another Fox TV free commercial for the far right, writes Edward. Les writes, I wouldn't vote for either of these candidates if the NRA put a gun to my head. Ron in Tampa says, thanks for playing the interview. The Republican Party in Florida seems more determined than ever to foster fear-mongering. I would never vote for Adam Putnam, who's a sellout to the NRA, in my opinion. Who would you vote for of these two candidates? Our phone number, 813-239-9663. And if you're a Republican, which of these two candidates do you like best? Adam writes this, it really pains me to have to listen to all this lying, Adam's words. He said, it's important to hear what people are believing in. Thank you for that. It was basically just a contest of who can suck up to Trump more. How can they talk about Florida and not mention the environment? I mentioned that last night, Fox moderators gave no questions to the candidates about the environment, about low wages here in Florida, about education, or about transportation. None of those questions came up. 813-239-9663. Let's go to Teresa in Largo. Teresa, thanks for calling in. What did you think of that debate?
I think they're horrible human beings, and they make me sick.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, just listen to them. I'm sick and tired of them, you know, these men constantly talking about my right as a woman to have an abortion if I choose to. I mean, and the gun issue, you know, I wish somebody would ask them what militia do they belong to. That's what the Second Amendment says. Well, regulated militia. Why doesn't anybody ask? Well, if you're a gun owner, what militia do you belong to? Maybe they should join one, since that's what they're, you know, they wave the Constitution, they love the Constitution, but they spit on it every chance they get. They're just disgusting. And I'm sick of being nice. And even though I'm trying to be, I have to go visit my family at the end of the next month, and there's a lot of Trump supporters. And I am praying really hard that I just don't say anything when they bring it up. And my name's Teresa, and everybody pray for me.
Okay, and Teresa, do they allow drinking at your family events, Teresa?
Doesn't speak to me because I voted for President Obama, and I don't want to not speak to them because of their choice.
Yeah.
So, you know, but the more that's happening, I'm having a really hard time just not wanting to go. You guys are a bunch of Nazis, and you know, and I'm really.
Teresa, the candidates last night both made it clear that they thought the original intent of the Constitution was to ban abortion. That's the way they spoke last night.
Where does it say that? I don't know. Where does it say that? I have no idea.
Yeah. All right. Teresa, thanks a lot. Good luck with your family.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So if you're a Republican, though, which of these candidates do you like best? Do you like Putnam or do you like DeSantis? Our phone number, 813-239-9663. Email address, dj@wmnf.org. And let's go to Sherry, who's in Tampa. Sherry, thanks for calling in. What did you think of the debate?
Well, I just wanted to make one comment about Mr. Putnam. I met him recently at a graduation ceremony and asked him, hey, so if you win, what are you going to do with the community college system? He said, oh, I'm going to build it up. It's got to get built up. And imagine my shock when I saw his commercial that said, too many people are going to college and we need to put them into trade schools. And I know that Trump has recently, you know, even challenged the existence of community colleges and said he didn't know what they were, what they did. So I just want to throw that out there because I think Mr. Putnam is a big old liar. That's it.
Bye. Yeah, and Sherry, I've seen that commercial a lot. Do you think that that's an attack on people who go to college, that commercial?
Well, yeah, I do. I think it's throwing more fuel on this liberal elite BS that guy talks about. Had I seen that commercial prior to seeing him, I would have asked him why he thinks everyone who's liberal is elite, because I think it's actually the other way around.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in college that just make average pay, although I think if you have a college education, I think the numbers show that over a lifetime, you're likely to earn more money than somebody who just has a high school degree. I think those numbers are pretty significant.
And I don't know anybody who is against trade education or technical education. And I certainly don't have a problem with it, but I hate to be painted as somebody who thinks every person should get a master's degree or a doctorate, because I don't think that.
Yeah, you know, I've never heard. I know a lot of liberals and I know a lot of union activists, and a lot of them encourage people to go become a skilled tradesperson.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's just this broad brush that he attempts to paint everybody with, and it's demeaning and it's simplistic, and I think that's just what he is also.
All right, Sherry, thanks a lot. Thanks for your phone call.
Bye.
Okay, so what do you think? And still, if you're a Republican out there, which of these candidates do you like best? I think Putnam still has a lead in the polls, but we haven't seen a poll that's been taken since last night's debate. Our phone number, 813-239-9663. James writes, this all Republicans care or talk about are guns and God and gays. And now add brown aliens, pushing fear and hate without that they have nothing, writes James. And then Michael writes, I'm a bigger fascist than you are. No, you're not. Yes, I am. It was a waddles and quacks and call it a duck. That's Mike's take on the debate. Tom writes this, I think they should take the guns away. It shouldn't be something leftists shy away from. Stop being so scared of taking a stand. That's Tom in St. Pete. Adam Putnam said that there are people on the left who want to take away your guns. And Putnam said earlier that you're going to lose all your Second Amendment rights because of the left. What do you think? 813-239-9663. You're listening to WMNF in Tampa. And let's go to Jill in St. Pete. Jill, what did you think of last night's debate?
Well, I have to admit I didn't see it because I'm not a Republican myself.
But, well, lots of Democrats watched it, too.
Well, if I had known about it, believe me, I would have watched it because I'm very, very interested in what's going on politically in our country right now. But one thing I'm noticing from all the call-ins and the people that have spoken, and also from Trump's rhetoric and the other rhetoric that I'm hearing from politicians, there's too much name-calling of left and elite, and they're trying to put people in a bad light by calling names. And this does not sit well. This is like, if, you know, in fifth grade, I'm calling you a name. I'm in fifth grade. And it doesn't sound like mature adults. And as far as being liars, I think that lady Teresa, she hit the nail right on the head. They say one thing and then they say another thing. It depends on who they're talking to. They just want to tell you what you want to hear. And they don't, I see the candidates, the Democratic candidates, I like them a lot better because it seems to me like they're standing up for the status to the status quo, and they're taking a stand, and they're saying, I want to stand up to Trump. And though it's not a popular position to have, there are Democrats that are holding that position, and I have more respect for them than I do for people that kowtow to President Trump. I really do.
All right, Jill, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All right. So we're getting taking the pulse of the community. What did you think of the debate last night? And for Republicans, we're asking them, which candidate do you prefer? Do you prefer Adam Putnam or Ron DeSantis? And let's go to Nick in St. Pete. Nick, which of those two candidates would you vote for?
I'll bet you can guess. Go ahead. I'll give you one guess.
No, go ahead. Tell us, Nick, because you're a Republican. Who would you vote for?
DeSantis.
DeSantis?
Okay. Hell yeah. Why would I vote for a show like Adam Putnam that represents corporate farms, you know, or agriculture in this state? Just look at the state of it.
Do you think DeSantis is going to win?
I do, and I think the poll that everyone's calling happy horse manure, because that poll was taken a long time ago. This guy is all over the news, all over TV. He's attacking the Justice Department and the FBI for the people. Adam Putnam would just sit down with his thumb in his rear and shut his mouth. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
All right. There's Nick, one of our Republican friends. Nick, thanks a lot. 813-239-9663. Let's go to Miles in Sarasota. Hey, Miles, what did you think of the debate?
It's the same old song and dance to me, but you've got 21 million people in the state. It's the third largest state. They are continuing to grow. They won't let corporations come down here because they're afraid a union will come in. I've been here most of my life, and I think it's just pretty pathetic. But Adam Putnam has always been for the orange business. My parents owned a couple of hotels over in the Winter Haven, Lakeland area years ago, and I lived over there for a couple of years. This is, 20 years ago. But his name was being thrown around back then. Buddies with the orange business and all this stuff, because they want $4 an hour labor, it's expensive to live here. The unions have tried to get in here, because they're right to work state, as you know, Rob. And it's just, it's ridiculous. I mean, these guys are going to change their attitude, but they probably never will. You know, it's like the gun thing. You know, I've got a gun, but I'm not afraid that they're going to take everything away from me. These guys are perfect. My parents are both Republicans. And my father has said to me for years, hey, they start taking guns away, they're going to want all of them. It's just ridiculous. It's just stupid.
Yeah, I think there are some people on the left that would say, we ought to ban semi-automatic weapons. And there are some people on the left that say that if you're 18, you shouldn't be able to buy a pistol or a handgun or a rifle. But for Putnam to say that the left is going to do away with the Second Amendment, there might be a few people out there that say that there are, but that I don't think that's the dominant position in the Democratic Party or the Green Party. Yeah.
Well, I think that they want you to live a certain way, Rob. It's pretty obvious. I mean, they're telling you you're going to live a certain way. This is the way we believe you should live. And if you don't live like this, we're coming at you. And that's the way I've always looked at it as. I know for years anyone who is a working person that votes Republican is an idiot. If you're making less than 100 grand a year, you're nuts. Because they're not going to do anything for you. I'm from New York originally and lived in Georgia for about 10 years, Atlanta, which is a pretty heavy Republican state, But the cities are a little bit better, I think, because they're a little more realistic about what people have to earn and what they need to do to progress society. That's just my opinion,
Yeah. All right, Miles, thanks a lot.
Okay, buddy.
All right, great to hear from you. All right. So the Associated Press is reporting that the shooter yesterday in Maryland in that attack on the newspaper office in which five people were murdered and two others were wounded, the attacker used a pump-action shotgun that was legally purchased about a year ago. So that is breaking news just a few minutes ago. Here's the number if you want to call. Our phone number, 813-239-9663. Want to get your take on the Republican debate last night. And Chris in Tampa says, I'm enjoying listening to all this hate. Chris says, I am for anyone who stands with Donald Trump. That's Chris's email. Thank you. And And then somebody from the 813 area code, I think this is sarcastic, says, goddamn liberal elites ain't got no respect for us hillbillies. Okay. And then Antos writes, I think that we talk too much about the First and Second Amendment. How come we never talk about the 13th or 14th Amendment? I think those to help clarify a lot of issues here. Hence, it shows that you really don't have any unalienable rights because we got to take to court whether or not a woman can make a choice based on her own body. I'm not sure I read that very well, but there you go. That's Antos writing that. And again, our phone number, 813-239-9663. Kevin writes this, whichever candidate would be a better Trump lapdog, that's the one who Republicans will elect. Florida deserves better, but our future looks bleak, writes Kevin. All right, let's go to Maria in Pinellas Park. Hi, Maria. What did you think of last night's debate?
Well, I thought it was ridiculous. I've been a Republican all of my life until Trump took office, and I left the GOP because it's no longer the GOP. They have just lied and lied about everything and always talk about fear. Everything's about fear. They've placed fear and racism and opened up doors that have been closed for years. And I'm from a family of Democrats. I don't know of one of them who was ever afraid of somebody taking their gun rights away from them. It's ridiculous. And that's how they're getting people to vote for them here in Florida. I know a whole bunch of people who voted for Trump because they were afraid of losing their gun. And that's ridiculous. We have more important things, environment, education, low wages. It's ridiculous. But they just lie. Everything out of their mouth. And if Adam Putnam said he held himself accountable for not informing the governor, why didn't he fire himself?
Well, that's an interesting point. I mean, do you think he was transparent? I didn't know about this until I read it in the Tampa Bay Times. Putnam says he was transparent about it.
To who? To himself? To who was he supposed to talk to his superior, which was the governor? And if the governor doesn't know what's going on, what could he do for us? Not that I have any faith in him after he screwed everybody with the education money and then deposited a portion of it back and said he was given back to the education system. You can't take $100 away and then put $25 back and say you're raising the education budget. It's just, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey,
Maria.
The Republican Party is wrong. They're no longer the GOP. It's Trump.
Maria, one quick question. What did you love most when you were in the Republican Party? What did you like most about the Republican Party?
Well, I had thought about the family values, you know, and just I thought about it, integrity. And to be honest with you, it's like Abraham Lincoln. I go all the way back to there, you know, and then all the other Republican presidents that have done such good things. And, you know, I believe in the rights of others. I've never voted against abortion. I'm a Catholic. I don't condone it. I don't believe in it, but I would never take that right away from someone. And when the Republican Party started to elect people based on that one issue, they are one-issue people now, the Republican Party. Just one issue. It's either a gun issue, abortion issue. They don't vote on the whole country, what's good for everyone, not just themselves.
All right, Maria, thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Great to hear from you. All right. So there are a lot of different views here today. And what are your views on that debate last night? We've got one open line you'll be able to get through, 813-239-9663. Thanks to Brian Meehy from WEDU-TV. He was able to get us that sound from the debate last night. Patty Perkey is our phone producer today, and you are listening to WMNF in Tampa. In the next hour, we're going to hear Daniel Ruth, and he'll be hosting the Midpoint program. And Dan has a lot to say after this week's big news events. We were talking before I went on the air, and Dan is just, he has a lot of opinions about the last 7 days, so get ready for that. Anonymous writes this regarding cannabis, and the two candidates in that Republican debate last night both said that they opposed the recreational use of marijuana, would not like to see recreational marijuana come to Florida. So both candidates against that last night. There were very few questions about the issues that we face here in Florida. There were no questions about education, not a single question about the environment last night, not a single question about our growing transportation problems. If you're out there driving, especially if you have to drive during rush hour, you know how bad transportation is here, and all the way to Orlando it's bad, and certainly around the Sarasota area. Some of those roads in Bradenton and Sarasota are blocked all the time. No questions about chronically low wages. A lot of questions about national stuff, including who the president ought to appoint to the Supreme Court. Anonymous writes, cannabis should be totally free to grow and use responsibly like any other herb or food. And if you sell it, you should have a tax license and pay taxes. Food should not be taxed. We're trading gang criminals with elite criminal profits. Big Pharma will only destroy it with messing with its natural properties and cause harm. Cocaine possession has a $1,500. Well, I'm not sure I, Anonymous, I think you're going to have to go back and rewrite this just a little bit. It's a little bit hard to read. 813-239-9663, email address dj@wmnf.org. And let's go to Chuck, who is somewhere out there in cyberspace. Chuck, where are you?
I'm in Brandon.
All right, Chuck, what did you think of last night's debate?
Well, I missed the debate last night, but I've been a great fan of your radio station for a long time. But it seems to me like the station has gotten so left, and I've heard all the Trump bashing for months now, and I actually used to be a Democrat, so I'm coming from a different point of view here. And what I've seen in the latest year is there's been so much Trump bashing, and people are saying that he's a liar, he's a crook, he's this or that and the other. He's dealing with some pretty nasty people in the world. It takes somebody that can handle those. I don't vote for Democrats anymore because of the way that they've acted since Trump has actually been voted into office. It's everything he does, somebody hates him for something. I don't think the man's a racist. I think he's a patriot. I think he's trying to do the best he can for his country. And I don't think he's racist. I don't think that he hates women, and he's out torturing little children. I just don't get it, and I'm just absolutely, the way the Democrats have came after this guy, it's absolutely scary. I'm a gun owner. I'm a target shooter, but I'm not afraid of losing my guns, but I can be honest with you, I was with Hillary Clinton, and it boils down to one thing. When we had the vote, we had Hillary Clinton, and we had Donald Trump. And I thought to myself, this is terrible. This is the best that we can do, being the strongest country in the world, and this is what we have to choose from. I thought I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I voted against Hillary Clinton. My God, I just couldn't live with myself if I would have voted for her. And I voted for Donald Trump, and I really didn't want to. But actually, after he got elected, he's done some great things that he's not getting credit for. And I don't think he's a liar and a creep and a jerk and all that. I think he's a patriot. He doesn't need to do this. He's got plenty of money. I think that he is, you know, he breaks his arm patting himself on the back is the biggest thing that he's guilty with. If we look around at what's going on in our country with our FBI and the Department of Justice and all that, as far as I'm concerned, that's a conspiracy to overthrow our government. This is terrible stuff. I think the Democrats need to open up their eyes a little bit and look at the whole picture. This lady just said that the Republicans don't look at the whole picture. I think the Democrats don't look at the whole picture. I used to be one. I could never vote for one again.
All right. Well, Chuck, I'm so glad you called. Hey, let me ask you a quick question. Same
sure.
One I asked. same one I asked the ex Republican Maria, who called in a little bit earlier. What when you were a Democrat, what did you like most about the Democratic Party?
Well, I thought they were for the people. I've actually been a registered independent for years, but I kind of leaned toward the Democrats because I thought they were more for the people. What I'm seeing now is they're more for the party. They would do anything to get back in power, and that's just wrong. I mean, anything, lie, cheat, these bad ads that are going on. I think that the truth is being evaded, and I also think that your radio station, which I dearly love, is so far left that I turned it on this morning. I really don't listen to it very much anymore because it's so ate up with hatred for the Republicans and Donald Trump that, it just, you know, I mean, come on, let's listen to both sides here. Let's try to lay it out.
What did you think of the extended sound bites that we played of last night's debate?
I did not hear them. I was working, and I did not hear them.
All right, so you missed that. You missed that part of the show.
I'm sorry to hear that, because I would have liked to have heard what DeSantis and what Adam Putnam had to say. From what I've seen of DeSantis in the recent future, I like DeSantis. I think that he's out to try to do things right, and I'm not trying to downplay Adam Putnam, but I don't know enough about either one of those two gentlemen to make a decision.
Well, you should have listened to the debate that we played. All right.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you had to work. You had to work. Okay.
And God bless everybody. And I'm a patriot. Listen, I'm a patriot. I want what's good for my country. I'm not leaning to build up one or the other. I'm trying to live here like Democrats and like Republicans. But I tell you, you got to give this man a chance. And it boils down to which one. We only had a choice between two. And my God, I could not put Hillary Clinton. I could not put my vote to Hillary Clinton.
Chuck, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your phone call. All right. Well, I think you'll find a lot of people who love this country, love the people, love the land, and want to see this country get better and better. I think you'll find that's probably 100% of our audience. 813-239-9663 is our phone number. Email address, dj@wmnf.org. And let's go to Byron in Sarasota. Byron, thanks for calling. What did you think of last night's debate?
Well, both of them are pretty revolting. Putnam is supposed to be Secretary of Agriculture, and he really didn't solve any agricultural problems in the state. He didn't take care of the greening. And he doesn't take care of the pollution that comes out of Lake Okeechobee. And my bottom line is, unlike the other person, I've always been a Democrat. I don't really vote for the candidate. I vote for the Democratic Party and the position that they take. And I've never, ever found any Republican president or candidate that supports the ideas that I like. So I don't do that. Well, he looks good. I'll vote for him. No, I vote Democratic because I like the policy of the party. And as far as Trump, these people have to be totally oblivious to the news because they can't possibly listen to any news source and not figure out what Trump is like. And I listen to Fox because you have to listen to the other side to figure out where they're coming from. But even though I listen to Fox, I can never figure out where they're coming from.
All right.
That's just my statement.
All right, Byron, thanks a lot. Great to hear from you.
Yep.
Good call. You know, I think Byron's point, too, about citrus greening and pollution in Lake Okeechobee, I mean, those are issues that affect us here in Florida. And I was really surprised how much President Trump and national issues took over that debate last night. And how few Florida issues were discussed. And we tried to play some of the Florida issues that were discussed when we played the sound bites in the first half hour of today's show. But I think, you know, there needs to be another debate that's really focused on Florida issues and not just who's going to be the next Supreme Court justice. And I think so far the Democratic debates have tended to focus more on Florida issues. What's your take on all of this? Our phone number, 813-239-9663. Email address, dj@wmnf.org. And let's go to Tracy in St. Pete. Hi, Tracy. You're on the air.
Hi, Rob. I guess you guys are talking about the Republican debate, but the reason why I called in was in response to your caller two times ago.
Chuck from Brandon?
Right. He said there's no way he could have voted for Hillary, so he voted for Trump, and how much he loves everything Trump. I mean, seriously, I have to agree with your last caller. Are you not paying attention at all to the news? I mean, the Mueller investigation, he colluded. Okay, I'm going to say he colluded with Russia to steal the election. How much worse can it get? I mean, he's colluded with an enemy to undermine our free election. And not to mention all the other stuff he's done. How is he saying that he's done wonderful things? He has instituted a tax. The tax plan is got. We're going to have $1 trillion deficit now. We're all the fiscally responsible Republicans on that one. Is he okay with that? Is he okay with us diving into debt head first? Is he okay with giving all this money to millionaires and billionaires and screw the little people. I mean, I'm just, my head about exploded with that call.
Tracy, I mean, you know, you're absolutely right about the deficit. I mean, it is going to skyrocket. It's skyrocketing right now because of the tax cuts. But Republicans would say back to you about the Russia investigation, no collusion between Trump and Russia has been proved so far, in part because we haven't seen the final results of the Mueller investigation.
Exactly. So, exactly. Go ahead. Mueller is not telling us anything yet because he doesn't want to show his hand. But, I mean, just look at why were all those Russian oligarchs at his inauguration? Why was he meeting with all these Russian people in Trump? Why did Don Sr. and Manafort and Jared and all of his people, why are they meeting with Russian people? Why is his daughter passing on messages from Russian weightlifters? If Hillary had done, and I bet the guy 2 hours ago, if Hillary had done one tenth of what these people are doing, people would be screaming their heads off. Republican fair would be on fire. You know, anything that he's done, if you're going to say, oh, that's okay, put Hillary in there and see how you feel about it. If you feel that's okay, all right, fine. But if you're true to yourself and you put Hillary in there and you're not okay with it, well, then you need to think about what you're doing, because it's a cult of personality that's going on with this guy.
All right, Tracy, thank you so much. Thanks for your views.
You.
All right. I do think it is significant that that there does seem to be an inordinate amount of Russian oligarchs who showed up at the Trump inauguration. Yesterday there were calls in Washington at that House committee hearing to end the Mueller investigation. But I think, you know, until you follow it to its logical conclusion and explore all the avenues, we really won't know. I think to cut off the investigation prematurely would be wrong. Let's let Mueller take his time, at least as long as the Whitewater investigation, at least as long as some of the other major investigations over the past few years. But let's not cut it off. I think that would be a huge, huge mistake. Let's go to Andrew in Dunedin. Andrew, you're on. What would you like to say about last night's debate?
Hey, Rob, long time I haven't spoken to you guys, because frankly, after the 16 election, I sort of crawled into a hole because I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I didn't really get a chance to follow the debate yesterday because, frankly, I don't think that either one of the Republicans is going to be saying anything terribly different from the other. As somebody that dealt with the guy in Washington face-to-face in a prior life 25 years ago, I was one of the guys who tried to cheat. And, frankly, I tried to make that point to Republican friends down here.
Trump tried to cheat you?
Yeah, company I worked for. I was providing services and
what kind of services?
This was in a gym. I ran a gym.
All right.
He got personal training services, and after he took the services, he tried to decline the charge, and he happened to have signed the charge slip. So it was between him and MasterCard.
How much did you lose, or did your company lose?
Well, actually, we didn't lose because, again, that's the benefit of being a. Of taking a credit card, but it was for a sum of $600.
All right. So he tried to get out of that, but eventually you got paid.
Tried to get out of it, had to pay, you know. But again, I tried to explain this to friends here that voted for Republican, and they didn't care. And I guess the real reason I'm calling is because you said that you don't think anybody that listens to the station is anybody but wishing well for the country. At this point, my sad feeling is, I'm no longer sanguine about this country. I think that we've reached a point where, you know, there's one side of the aisle that is not going to care until it all collapses on them. And sadly, even then, they'll find a way to blame Obama.
Yeah, but you're not one of those people. You don't want the country to collapse.
I don't want the country to go sideways. But sadly, I don't think there's going to be any change until it does.
All right, Andrew.
It's very unfortunate, but I've.
You know, the weekend's coming up, and we can't end on that note, Andrew.
Well, let's hope this turns out better.
All right. All right, Andrew. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling back.
Well, Rob.
All right, you too. And let's go to Gary in Lakeland. Gary, you're on. You got the last word. You're going to sum it up for the whole week.
Oh, man, the whole week? Look,
yeah.
All this pressure. All right, the lady who just won the Democratic primary with the hyphenated name, I can't think of her name. I think it's going to end up backfiring in the long run because perception is reality. And Trump and everyone else is going to be like, oh, Democrats are communists, they're socialists, and then so it'll be true with the socialist part. So that's all I want to say, and thank God you don't play DJ Khaled. Take care.
All right, that's a guy who uses a different voice every time he calls. Gary, thanks a lot. Well, if you think that the election of a Democratic Socialist in New York City is going to spell doom and gloom for the Democratic Party, or if you have any other ideas about what you've heard here in the past hour, you can call us up at 813-238-8001 or record your comment about this program on extension 115, and I'll play those comments back Monday morning at 11 o'clock. Stay tuned now because the great Daniel Ruth is up next right here on 88.5 FM WMNF, Tampa, St. Petersburg. Have a great weekend. I'm Rob Lori. Thanks to our phone producer today, Patty Perkey. And Daniel Ruth is coming up next with loads of fascinating insight into state, local, and national politics.